What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to Respect, Protect, Black Power. I hope you're ready to revolutionize your mind, and I know you guys gonna enjoy the topic for the day. Our topic for the day is our story versus his story. And when I say his story, I do mean a man-made history. Have you ever wondered why can history or black history in America in general is only focused on the civil rights and the era that we were trying to fight and get out of this oppression? Has it ever occurred to you that we know nothing about previous history? We know nothing about our great, our great empires before all of this, in Africa. Do we not even care about the history? Is the agenda been pushed on us to care about Western civilization more than our own? The only thing we know about our own is civil rights, and we were slaves. Why is that? Why don't we know how to read the hieroglyphics? These are questions one should ask themselves as a race. Like, even how the fuck did they make the pyramids? We don't know that. If we figure out that, just think about the power that we would have. Our ancestors had access to nature in a way that we have lost. We don't know any of that. And you know what? It's been stripped from us by another race. We have to understand that the whole slavery was more than just physically. Slavery was psychological. The biggest impact of slavery was in the mindset of our people. The mindset of our people today is very, very lost. And it's lost because we don't, in a way, we don't know our history. If a people knows its history, then a people know where they've been and what they can do. We don't even know our own abilities because even the school system in America has us believing that we are not fit. It's not we don't fit, we just not interested in what the fuck y'all saying. We not interested in your studies. That's what it is. But just because we're not interested doesn't mean we should neglect the fact that we have our own that we still can look to. I mean, honestly, this is the reason I wanted to make this podcast, because I feel like people need to be interested in the things we have to offer before everything is destroyed. They are destroying pyramids. Like, they are destroying artifacts, African artifacts. Before everything gets destroyed, we need to figure out what the fuck our ancestors wanted us to remember. We need to figure that out. We need to come up with a nationality. We need to go back to Africa and learn our own languages in the villages. We need to be able to read the hieroglyphics. And I'm laughing because, I mean, it's serious, but I'm laughing because it sounds crazy, but it's the things that need to be done for people that are in a present fucked up agenda by its oppressor. We need to figure out how to get out of this mentally. Also need to become knowledgeable of our own history and interested in learning deeper history that has not been understood yet. Marcus Garvey once said, "A people without the knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life." My people, what we need to realize is the agenda is basically there the history, our history, that they have made up, that have offered to us in public education, has only been to tell us how oppressed we are as a people. Slavery, civil rights, how we're still fighting, what we're going through now, the police brutality still going on. This is our history as of now. This is all we know. We don't know that we were in America way before Christopher Columbus, bitch ass. If he was created or whatever the fuck, we don't know that we were here before his bitch ass apparently discovered America. How the fuck do you discover a place where people already are? Like, bro, who are you to say, oh, this is my land? Bitch, nobody even tried to own land. Y'all were the only motherfuckers that tried to take value in something that is wide, like broad aspect. How do you take value of something that's way bigger than you? How do you do that? You are supposed to be spiritually connected to a land, but yet you want to own it and say, hey, if you come over here, I have the right to shoot your motherfucking ass. Or this is my crops right here. Or this big ass landfill, y'all come over here, y'all dead. What the fuck? Bitch, have you ever heard of sharing is motherfucking caring? Like, since we were young, motherfuckers like telling us when we was little, look, let your play with other kids, do this, do this. Y'all telling people that, but bitch, y'all don't even know how to share no goddamn land. Like, everything is all about money. This whole economic system was built off fucking slaves. Livestock. What is stock? Livestock. That's what the stock market is. That's what it was. Fucking live ass stock. Bond was bondage. Stocks and bonds. Come on. Shit like that. We don't know. There's a book called They Came Before Columbus. There's also a book called The First Americans Were Africans by David Imhotep. Things we can study. Things that are offered to us now before it is destroyed. Before people fucking start burning it because they don't want people to know. The First Africans Were American. Revisit that. This book is evidence, proof that there was existence of Africans way before all of this shit. Way before all of this shit. We were all over the fucking earth. That's why you can go anywhere, any other nation, and see some dark ass people. That you can't make dark people from white people. We know that. And if we know that, and we also know that we are the OGs, then we know that somehow our genes got over there. So what the fuck does that tell you? We were travelers. For all this ology and ologist, and we studied everything. It was no confinement to the things that we studied. It was no specialist. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was people that did certain things better than other, but we were all interested in learning more about nature, life, spirituality, and how we can make Earth a better place to live, how we can sustain Earth, how we can bring balance to Earth. That's essentially what humans, people are here to do. We actually here to bring a whole to the Earth, but yet we fucking it up. Now, to get back on topic, I want to read y'all the excerpt from the post on Our Story Versus His Story on RespectProtectBlackPower.com. It's under the subheading Origins, the first paragraph. I hope y'all go read it. The link will be in the description. History. The most important aspect of life is passing down DNA and information to offspring. It is essentially what sets our morals, values, principles, and intellect as humans. The power of history cannot be overlooked. consider for a second what life would be like if experiences and innovation were not passed down from ancestors to descendants. How would a species such as human evolve? Now think how much power could someone gain from manipulating that very history of a people. Reversing your traditions, spirituality, values, lifestyle, and forcing his story to replace your own long line of empowering stories. This is what has happened in America to the very people who birthed the nation itself. In ancient times, Africans are considered royal beings of the earth, founders of mathematics, science, and righteous civilization. They collectively worked together to maintain the cycle of life with a huge appreciation for nature. Now we have gotten so far away from the legacy of our ancestors that it seems out of reach to find ourselves. But this is certainly not the case. We should now realize that a higher entity will not come back and save us. It is time to revolutionize your mind and take action with your people outside of your savior of choice. Know that learning your true history is a path to freeing yourself. I truly do believe that. And if you believe that, we're going to come around with the plate and give y'all these offerings, you know what I'm saying? We just going to come around with that plate one more time in front of the congregation. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. But hey, for real, that's how easy it is. If you give something good, if you give something good like that and turn around and say you get a people's attention and you turn around and say that, I mean, that's how it works. That's how church works, to be honest. And that's exactly what I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to hustle nobody. I legit care about my people. And I sincerely want people to learn and be educated about the things that are hidden from us. Although they are kind of hidden, we are in the age of information where you can look up anything at the click of a button. But you do have to make sure that it is a reliable source. It's so much information out there that it's a lot of false information as well. So make sure you're studying the greats, and I will be talking about the greats later on. But yeah, and we're going to continue to expand our minds. Quick story before I let y'all continue y'all prosperous day. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to the first episode. Just want to briefly talk about this last quick little story I had encountered. Okay, so a couple years ago, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but I talked to my cousin. We had a real good discussion about a lot of stuff, and he told me he sees the stuff I be talking about and whatever, and he understands there is some things that we just do not know. But one thing he did say that really got my attention was he said he goes to a HBCU, well, went to a HBCU, and he took African history classes, which is typically required even when you go to a HBCU. But he took those classes, and he was having a problem transferring that to a PWI college. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? He took African history classes and tried to transfer that to PWI, and they basically, that's like a slap in the motherfucking face on our history, because they basically said, oh, that class ain't gonna work. That doesn't fit. That history isn't up to par. We don't study that. We don't care about that. We gives no fuck about African history. Now, I know this shit. It really touched me because I took Western civilization, and I currently am at a PWI. And we offered a African class or some. Anyway, I think it's an African class or whatever. It may be. I'm not sure. It probably not. But I know that the main history that you have to take is either U.S. history, Western civilization, or some other government. Like, those are the three main ones that you have to take. I think the other studies is a fucking elective, or if you going into another field. And that's fucking crazy to me. That's crazy. I mean, well, it's honestly not crazy because we know where we living at. If you know, you know what type of agenda that we are up under. That impacted me so much, that little thing. And I don't even think he know like how big that impacted me, because that really was like a slap in my motherfucking face. I was like, damn, these motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Like, real shit. So what are we to do about this? What are we to do about our story versus his story? How do we eliminate the cycle or the constant, continuous manipulating of our history and putting their history in our brain? How do we eliminate all that and learn our own story? The first thing we're going to do is start questioning everything. We know that curiosity and questioning is key to learning. So why do we stop that? As a child, when I grew up, I was the most curious thing ever. And that's basically why I'm at this point I am now. When I was in church, I questioned everything. And when you can't tell me the answer to that question, then that means there is something further to learn. But pastors don't continue that further education. Like, why can't we go deeper into that? And why do we just have to read the Bible for every fucking source? Why does that have to be the source to every fucking thing? Why does it have to be the answer to everything? No, that's not how past people learn. That's not how humans learn. Hell, that's not how the fucking caveman learned, if there were any cavemans. If that's how we goddamn transgressed, I don't know. Just saying. But we didn't learn that shit from that. They learned through experiences, through another person, through his story, through fuck ups. So, I mean, there are fuck ups in the Bible. The Bible is a very good story. Like, it has experiences that people can relate. That's why it's so powerful. But it is a myth. It is a myth. It is a mythological story that has been presented to you as realistic. We know that that same story comes from the hieroglyphics of the Egyptian pyramids. An Egyptian architect, they wrote those stories on the wall for a reason. But we also know that it has been manipulated, fucked up, tampered with, and represented to us in a way that put one fictional character who is Jesus, that was also presented to us white, the answer to everything in life. And that is not true. It's not true. That leads me to the second step, which is don't confine yourself to a religion. Don't confine yourself to a religion. You are more than a man-made belief. You can learn more from your own life and other experiences than a man-made religion could ever teach you. I was watching this video on YouTube. Shia LaBeouf, he was doing it's the Oxford Union interview with Shia LaBeouf. So he was talking to college students there that go there. So basically, he was saying that throughout his life, he has made his own religion. Like, it's since he feels like, since all these religions are man-made, why not make a religion that is best fitting for him? That's not negative, but that he's learned from, and what he knows about himself, and what he should do, and what he got to do to sustain himself as a person and human being on this life, in this life, on this earth. Excuse me. And I really felt that, like, if this book, if this man-made book is giving you laws, then why not create your own laws for yourself? Now, I'm not saying go fucking say, do have some wrongdoings in your shit and say, hey, this is my religion, so-and-so. Nah, that ain't what the fuck I'm saying. I'm saying to have laws and regulations for yourself that you've learned along the way. Write them down and know that that's what you need in your life. That's what you need, whatever you need to do. Number three, research what our leaders studied and wrote before us, and study more. Even the leaders now that we have writers now. I'm very glad to say that we still have writers now that are interested in those things. But these are some leaders you can look to for answers to our history. We have Dr. Amos Wilson, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, W.E.B. Du Bois, Frederick Douglass, Huey Newton, Angela Davis, Stokely Carmichael, a.k.a. Kwame Ture, Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Joseph Benn, and Dr. Ray Higgins. There are many more, and I'll try to put more in the description, whatever, but these are the people that we should be learning from and continuing the legacy. These people didn't get on a podium and knowing that they could have been shot. Like, some were. Well, Malcolm X was. But, I mean, they didn't risk their lives for us to stop a legacy. They risked their lives because they believed in their heart that we would continue that legacy. And it's really disrespectful and a slap in the face if we don't continue that legacy. They were willing to die for a future generation before it even came. Literally. Do not forget your leaders and what they did, and continue to explore and study their writings. And number four, we got teach others, and especially your kids, the knowledge that you learn. What's the purpose of you learning all this knowledge if you can't pass it down? This is like, what's the purpose of you being rich and you not create generational wealth for years to come for your next family? What's the purpose? What's money without love? What's knowledge without someone to share it with? It's simple. Teach others, especially your kids. And number five, we have travel. I'm really mean travel to Africa. Everybody needs to go there and see the pyramids. I'm trying to get me a trip. Now, I've never been, but I will be going soon. Even Ghana has a return of the, I forgot what they call it, but it's like it's a statement that they're going with. And this whole year, they've been saying year of return or whatever, for people to come back. That means anybody of African descent can come back over there for the free ski. And, you know, I think they even like set you up with housing and stuff like that. I don't know if it's all the way free, but I know it's not. They're offering something, benefits with it. But yeah, explore different country, tribe, colonies and tribes in it, all that stuff. Like, it's you are not meant to be in one space. I've heard before, I don't know if this is actually true. I actually need to look and see if this is true after I get through with this podcast. But they said they did a study on rats, and they just kept them in one area for too long. In a confined area for too long. It wasn't too small. It wasn't claustrophobic small, but it was a small area, and it was the same thing. And the fucking rats went crazy. Think about what that does to a human. All this earth, all this land, all this nature, all these things to see out here. And we in one city, and that's all we know. That's all we know. We don't know nothing bigger. We don't know more opportunities out there for us. We need to travel. We were meant to travel. That's what the Africans did. That's what we must continue to do. And number six, the most important out of all of it, is to discuss. These topics should, all these topics of Black power, our own, how we are going to do stuff politically, our history, things we should study, our opinions on certain things, on certain philosophies of leaders, because they weren't always right. Some things they did were not just completely right, but a lot of things they did were right. But humans are not perfect. We are meant to learn from their imperfections and be better. Learn from the great and be better. That's what we're here to do, and that's what history is all about. Our story. Let's write it. Once again, kings and queens, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And if you're fine and you don't mind, I would like y'all to go follow us on social media, IG at Respect Protect Black Power, Twitter at RP Black Power. And if you have any questions, concerns, or want to be featured on the show, email us at respectprotectblackpower@gmail.com. More content on the way. I appreciate y'all. And we outta here.